KJAN Sports.
It is time for that check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In college football news, number 6 Wisconsin will be without their top wide receiver, Quintez Cephas, for its game Saturday against number 25 Iowa. Cephas suffered a right leg injury in a 45-17 win over the weekend at Indiana. The sophomore is tied with tight end Troy Fumagalli with a team-high 30 catches. The Badgers also listed inside linebacker Chris Orr as being out for Saturday's game, while safety Dakota Dixon is questionable with a right leg injury. We'll have that Iowa-Wisconsin game for you live Saturday here on the radio. 12:30 pregame, 2:30 is kickoff from Camp Randall. Well, it's been more than a month since Iowa State was forced to bounce back from a loss, and Coach Matt Campbell is confident that they'll have no trouble doing so. After a loss at West Virginia, the 24th-ranked Cyclones get ready to host 12th-ranked Oklahoma State.
That's the thing I love about these kids is you don't even win, lose, scoreboard, what it says, what it doesn't say. I think really irrelevant. These kids keep grinding away, and I really appreciate that about them. So I expect nothing less. They were really good yesterday, and I think continuing to grow and understand what it takes to truly be successful.
Defense has put the Cyclones in the hunt in the Big 12, and Campbell says that will be the key down the stretch.
We're at our best defensively when we're playing really good in situational football. We're getting off the field. You know, we're winning on first down. And, you know, I think the big thing for us is we, you know, up until Saturday a couple times, we really haven't given up the big, big play.
Campbell also says it's the offense to take some pressure off of the defense.
You got to run the ball, even though maybe sometimes it's not always pretty, but you got to run the ball. You got to try to dictate the pace of the game somehow, some way. And I think collectively we've been able to do that as well in a really, really good way to give ourselves the best chances to win football games. And, you know, ultimately, that's what it's about.
The Iowa State defense will be challenged by an Oklahoma State offense that posted nearly 700 yards in a loss to Oklahoma. Campbell says that Cowboy offense is imposing.
You know, everywhere you look, they're big, they're strong, they're physical. And so that's the thing that's just really impressive. And what do you stop? You know, I think that becomes the great challenge that I think everybody's had to face against this football team.
Well, it'll be the final home game for a 19-member senior class that Campbell says has had a huge impact on that Iowa State program. Now, on the other side, Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy calls Iowa State senior Joel Lanning a throwback and even contacted the Ankeny native after Iowa State's historic upset at Oklahoma. It was the game that put Lanning in the national spotlight as a two-way player for the Cyclones at both linebacker and quarterback.
Yeah, I just wrote a handwritten note to him and just said, hey, as an old-school football guy, I just appreciated what he did for his team. I mean, to play quarterback and then also play backer and have, I think he had 8 tackles. And I just appreciate young men that are a throwback, that are willing to put aside egos, be unselfish, and do whatever it takes for their team to win. I just thought it was awesome.
Gundy says the Cowboys won't have any trouble bouncing back from a loss to Oklahoma as they prepare to visit Iowa State.
You know, you went on the road at Texas. You went on the road at West Virginia. You lose a game, you know, even in this emotional game and as spiritually involved as Bedlam is for everybody. If you would have hit the pass at the end and won, or like what happened for us, we still have to get functioning on Iowa State, or you put yourself in a position to lose. That's because of the parity in this league.
Gundy says he sees some similarities in the way Iowa State is building its program.
When you watch them play, they're humble. They play hard. They get a lot out of their players. They have good schemes. They look like they're unselfish, and that's what we've built this program on here at Oklahoma State.
Again, that game coming up on Saturday. In NFL news, the Green Bay Packers continue to struggle on offense since Aaron Rodgers suffered a broken collarbone that ended his season. The Detroit Lions ended a 3-game skid by keeping the Packers out of the end zone until the fourth quarter in a 30-17 victory at Green Bay. The Packers got their first TD on Brett Hundley's 1-yard sneak with 9:52 left, but the Lions regained a 17-point lead less than 2 minutes later as Matthew Stafford hit Marvin Jones for an 11-yard touchdown. Lions even their record at 4-4. The Packers also are now 4-4. Also in the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys will spend yet a few more days awaiting the fate of Ezekiel Elliott as the NFL and the Players Union continue what has now become a 3-month court battle over his suspension. A federal appeals court has scheduled a Thursday hearing as attorneys for the Dallas Cowboys running back seek a longer-lasting injunction to stop his six-game suspension over domestic violence allegations. Elliott was ordered in August to serve the suspension for violating the league's personal conduct policy, but he's received three reprieves through the legal system since then. The latest allowed Elliott to play Sunday against Kansas City as he ran for 93 yards in the go-ahead touchdown. It is possible, if not likely, that the three-judge panel could rule as early as Thursday following oral arguments on whether Elliott can play Sunday in Atlanta. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals have released veteran right-hander Trevor Rosenthal and extended a qualifying offer to pitcher Lance Lynn. The 27-year-old Rosenthal had Tommy John surgery this summer and could miss the entire 2018 season. He went 3-4 with a .340 earned run average and 11 saves this year in his sixth season with the Cardinals. Kansas City first baseman Eric Hosmer, third baseman Mike Moustakas, and outfielder Lorenzo Cain are among nine free agents who have received $17.4 million qualifying offers from their teams. Chicago Cubs pitchers Jake Arrieta and Wade Davis also received the offers, as did Tampa Bay pitcher Alex Cobb, Colorado closer Greg Holland, St. Louis pitcher Lance Lynn, and Cleveland first baseman Carlos Santana. Players have until November 16th to accept. Also, Royals starting pitcher Ian Kennedy did not opt out of the remaining 3 years and $49 million left on his contract. Fellow pitcher Mike Minor declined his $10 million mutual option. Also, the Dodgers have declined outfielder Andre Ethier's $17.5 million club option, making the longest tenured player on the team a free agent. The 35-year-old Ethier missed most of the last two seasons because of a broken right leg in 2016 and a herniated disc this past season. Madison Bumgarner's $12 million option for the 2018 season has been exercised by the Giants, who also picked up their $7 million option on lefty Matt Moore. Bumgarner missed nearly 3 months this past season following a dirt bike accident during an off day in Colorado on April 20th. Alex Cora was introduced as the new manager of the Red Sox, and he says he's ready to take on the challenge of leading one of its most storied franchises. He served as bench coach for A.J. Hinch as the Astros won the World Series this season. And in basketball news, Iowa forward Nicholas Baer, the Big Ten's reigning sixth man of the year, could miss up to a month after breaking his left pinky finger. The Hawkeyes announced on Monday that Baer suffered the injury in practice over the weekend. Baer won't need surgery, but he'll have to sit for 3 to 4 weeks. Baer averaged team highs in rebounds, steals, and block shots per game in 2016-17 and was in position to jump into the starting lineup before he got hurt. Iowa's depth ought to help it overcome an injury to a key player. The Hawkeyes could have a 12-deep rotation when they open up play Friday night against Chicago State in a game that can be heard right here. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.